This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Just Try It, brought to you by eBike of Colorado. 544 Front Street in downtown Louisville. Always good to have Randy Carancy with us, the owner of eBike of Colorado, now in year number 9, right, Randy?
Yep,
Year number 9. Man, you're getting old, dude.
Bold. It's called bold.
Yes.
I don't use the word old. I just put a B in front of it, and I'm just bold.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, how you doing, bud? How's the last few weeks been at the shop?
It's been great, man. You know, July was really kind of slow for us because of the heat.
Yeah.
You know?
It was warm, man.
It was warm, and then there was some smoke, you know, and then the state puts out, you know, don't do anything outside. So people weren't coming in test riding. I mean, we had a great July. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that it's not our normal July. It wasn't our normal July. And it was mainly because of the heat and then that smoke, you know, that was in there. And, you know, I don't even pay attention to it.
I know, me either.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess it's just the way the new way of trying to do things, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Warn everybody, but so August has been just stellar for us, and a lot of really nice things happening. You know, well, Segway is offering a back to school sale, for instance. Scott, these bikes are incredibly inexpensive.
Yeah.
For the value that you get. I don't even know how to stress that.
Right.
I think people think it's a sales pitch, and it's not.
And, you know, most people, I'll be honest with you, most of the time you hear people about selling something, value is a word that very few people use. And it's hard to explain that to customers sometimes of what – you know, you look at gimmick sales when they, you know, all the years I spent in the furniture business, I mean, you look back and they'd say, okay, this is normally $3,000 and it's 40% off. Well, they never sold one for $3,000 in their life. You know,
yeah,
it's just a fictitious.
Yes.
And you look at all the gimmicks that are played in pricing. And then when you look at a company that really comes out and listens to someone like you, because I know you have a great relationship with Segway, to tell them, you know, what kind of bike people are looking for, what price points are good, and they build a bike that's just a good value. And that's lost today, I think, in a lot of areas of merchandise.
It is. And, you know, I hate to say it this way, but they're not putting their retail pricing at the value that the bike actually has. Great componentry, a lot of technology. Maybe in some cases, and I hate to say it this way too, but I will, even a little bit too much technology. A lot of people don't need all of that. And we're working with them right now. We had this in our staff meeting this morning. We're working with them to be able to turn off some of the technology, right? Because certain demographics really love all that. You know, like you walk up to the bike and it automatically, it's a code and it releases the bike. But this bike automatically locks when you walk away from it. So it's got a what they call an anti-theft type, you know, product on it. Well, then you have to enter your code in there, and some people don't want to enter a code every time. But then, you know, so what we're trying to do is say, look, you guys have the engineers to do this. Give us the option to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people don't want that because they don't want it to lock automatically. They don't ride it like that. They don't ride it up to to school and then walk away from it and it locks automatically.
Right.
And it starts to become a little bit of a hassle, or is what they say. but it's no big deal to enter a four-digit code into your bike every time you want to, you know, get back on it and ride it.
Sure.
So I'm just using that as an example of the technology. Most of the technology stuff you can turn off. I mean, but, you know, this back-to-school thing, you know, the Safari, for instance, that is an incredible deal. Incredible. And Segway Mion is just a phenomenal bike. And, you know, just in Alcoke, yeah, the Moosey, it's spelled M-U-X-I.
Mm-hmm.
That bike has really taken off. It's a short tail cargo bike. So it's not quite as long as some of the cargo bikes, which makes it really nice for maneuverability.
Right.
And you can still put a kid on it, and you can still put a passenger on it, but it's not necessarily like a regular cargo bike. Like we have that Urban Aero cargo bike. We'll get into that in a minute, but it's a long tail, and this is a short tail. So you can still put a passenger, you still put a kid, you can still put a baby seat, all that stuff on that Segway Mooshi. But, you know, it's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And then there's another $150 accessory credit with a purchase.
Right.
So they just keep doing more and more, and people don't recognize it. And sometimes I think people do think it's too good to be true, so there must be something off on it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not right.
Yeah.
Not true. It's not true.
Yeah, people aren't used to a good deal, man, without some kind of scam.
No, they're not. Well, because there's a lot of scams out there, right? And then since I mentioned it, you know, the Urban Aero, that has been a phenomenal bike, especially for the generation that has kids that are in that, you know, one-year-old to six-year-old, seven-year-old, you know, age group. It's a phenomenal bike. It's a mid-drive, whereas like the Segway is a rear hub drive with the throttle. It's a mid-drive cargo bike. Just phenomenal bike. It has a carrying capacity of about 440 pounds.
Okay.
You can carry two passengers on it. So that really helps, because mom's got a one-year-old and a four-year-old, right? Or a five-year-old or something. She takes one to school, and, you know, so one can sit in a baby seat and the other one can sit on the actual seat itself in the back, you know, and hold on to it. We actually have a little handlebar grip. It's not included with the brand. It's an aftermarket, we'll call it that, and it attaches to the seat post. It's really cool. And these kids can, you know, just hold on to these handlebars, and it's right behind the seat.
There's
some really cool things.
Right. And so when you talk about the extra seats you can put on these cargo bikes, are there several different types, or is there one main one that you sell? How what does that look like?
So like the baby seat, it's usually a Thule or it's a brand name.
Okay.
Cargo seat. And then most of them have a pad and what they call a rail system, where the kids can put their hands on a rail system. They don't have to hold on to a little handlebar that's mounted behind the seat. That's just an option.
Mm-hmm.
And this little rail system that I talk about is, you know, usually protects the kids if the parent would get too close to a building or something, you know, so their hands are somewhat protected. Just some really, like I said, really, really cool ways to get kids around. I coming into work this morning, I saw a dad riding the cargo bike, no passengers on the cargo bike, but a little guy, probably looked like three or four. And he was pedaling his bike. And I don't know if that bike has that little bracket in the back where you put the front wheel of the little kid's bike behind it. You just tow it home. Unbelievable. My son Nick has it for his kids, and they use it all the time because you're, you know, 5-year-old or whatever, 6-year-old, they get tired of riding because they'll ride a long ways.
Right.
On, you know, and then they get tired and they want to ride on the back of the bike. Well, then what do you do with this little bike that you're, that they just got off of, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you rode 10 miles out and now you got this bike and, you, and the kid goes, I don't want to ride home anymore. And now they make, get a bracket that sits right in the bike, the back of the bike. Put the front wheel in there. You just put a little Velcro strap on it that comes with it. The bike gets towed behind the regular bike, and the little guy rides on the seat behind, you know, on the cargo bike.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, very
great
cool.
Concept.
Right.
Great concept.
Randy Cranch is with us. He is the owner of eBike of Colorado. As I mentioned, 544 Front Street. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience from 10 to 7. Still got some good daylight hours and evenings. Great time to get over and do a test ride on their great trail system right there by the store as well. So, Randy, I've seen a lot of these, too, where they have these little tow-behind deals for kids. I've seen some with dogs in them. I've seen some with kids in them. You know, what's the proper term for that, and is that something you guys get into as well?
Yeah, we have those. Actually, we have them in stock. I think I call it a chariot.
You know,
a little bike chariot, and works great. You know, I personally never felt comfortable, you know, passing one on the road.
Right.
But then again, that's probably an age thing. You know, but no, it's very, very popular, and it's a great product. Once again, you know, a lot of people do get them for their dogs, like you said, and they just haul their dogs around.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can, you can put a kid in there. You can put two kids in there, usually. Usually a kid side by side. So there's lots of little accessories like that that I'm not sure that all the bike shops carry them. Some do. You know, and these accessories can fit on a regular bike, too.
Right.
Right. We've actually taken people's, like that, this little chariot that we're talking about, and we modify it to fit the e-bike. So sometimes we have to change an axle on the e-bike. You know, Evo's a master at that. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Our service manager, he's just so dialed in on that kind of stuff. And he'll have people bring in stuff that, and they'll go, yeah, we can make that fit your bike, or no, we can't. But 9 times out of 10, it's, oh, yeah, we can make that work, you know. Take a little bit of modification. We're going to need a little bit of time, but we'll get it done for you, and then people love it, you know.
Right, right. What are some other things that people may change out on a bike, and what is, you know, able to do so? What are a few common things people might want to switch?
You know, they might add a mirror because a lot of bikes don't come with a mirror. So
right.
A mirror is a nice thing to have. They'll change out the grips, you know, the actual where your hands go. There's some really nice grips out there that help people.
Yeah, I did that with some leather grips, you know.
Yeah.
And I really, really liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a comfort level thing. And then, you know, when we go to a seat a lot of times gets, people think they need a really big wide seat, and we have those too. I mean, if you really do the bike right and you're riding it enough, you'll get used to a smaller seat, and it's actually, the long run is a little bit more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But they just like that big cushy seat. So we've got that. We, you know, we try to accommodate most everything. Pedals. People want pedals. Different pedals that maybe come with the bike. Not everybody, but some do.
Right.
They'll use a clip-on where they actually have a clip on their shoe and they ride it with a very specific reason. And then I've never ridden a bike with a clip-on, so I don't know what that would be like for me.
Right.
I see mountain bikers doing it now a lot. Road bikers do it. And then, you know, we'll see people add fenders.
Okay.
That's a nice feature to have because you start you know, going through water and stuff. And as the weather gets a little bit, you know, it'll get wetter as we go on through the winter season here coming up, fall and winter. So we'll get water on the roads. You can either have that stripe up your back, or you can have the fender knock that out for you.
Right. Now, how would pedals? You got me curious at the pedals. So, what would are pedals like? Wider, have a different grip to them. What would be a reason to change pedals?
You named it just there.
Oh, really? Okay.
yeah, and sometimes the pedals, you know, some of the brands will put a plastic pedal on there. You know, they're just trying to keep cost sensitive, right? Plastic pedals typically work great, fine with an average rider, but then there's pedals that, you know, are carbon fiber, they're aluminum, there's different types of things like that. So they change them out to that. And you know, a lot of times people have pedals that they had on a road bike that they had years ago and they really like them. We'll put them on the bike for them. You know, we'll do all of that. So, you know, like I say, you know, fenders, and then when we start getting into the cargo side of things, oh man, there's so many things, you know, a pad for the back of the cargo seat, the rail around that we were talking about a few minutes ago, a baby seat, handlebars that are attached to the seat post so that the one that's not in a baby seat can actually hold on to it and feel like he's riding a bike type of thing.
Right.
The water bottles, people, you know, I mean, it's important to stay hydrated. So, we can always put in a water bottle cage and a water bottle. Some of those are just the old style where you just slip it right in. Some of them are magnetized where there's a magnet right in the bottle itself. And there's the magnet that's attached to the bike, the holder. So, I mean, front baskets, rear baskets, chain guards. There's so, I don't want to say the possibilities are endless, but there's a lot of things that you could add to it.
Right. You know, I've got the black bag that I got from you that I put on the back of mine, and it unzips, and then those two side pockets kind of drop down there that have a lot of storage in them.
So that's a really nice bag, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I love that.
Yeah, because you can roll them up, and it's more just a regular bag that just sits flat on the back of the bike. It looks good, all that stuff. You go somewhere, and you maybe stop at a farmer's market or something. I don't know. You stop at a store, and you buy a book, or you know whatever you do. You can unzip that bag, let it fold down, and put your purchases right in there. A lot of people use that for going to the grocery store. And a lot of people will go to the grocery store and buy, you know, fresh vegetables and fruit every day. They don't go there for, like you go there and you fill the back of your SUV up with groceries, you know,
right.
You
right.
go there, you buy a few items. And so we're seeing a lot of that. People will ride their bikes. And so now they're getting out, they're getting some exercise. They go pick up their, you know, like I said, fresh vegetables or fruits or something that they want. And they'll ride their bikes to do that. That's all cool stuff, Scott. I mean, you know, you get a little bit of exercise when you're out and about, get a little bit of fresh air, you're riding a bike, and you're also accomplishing, you know, a trip to the grocery store.
Yep, absolutely. Again, you're just joining us. Randy Krantz is with us. E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street. On the service end of things, as Randy mentioned, they have a terrific, terrific service department. Boy, if you hadn't got your bike in this year and it may be time to get something tuned up, checked out, Randy, I don't know if you're running a couple of days on service now for e-bikes and all, and or now are you still accepting some bikes that aren't e-bikes because you've talked about, you know, y'all service everything, but this time of year, what are you doing there?
Yeah, no, we do it. You know, it just goes into the queue.
Okay.
And the service department is always busy. You know, it always slows down around February and March, and then I just keep, January, February, March, and I say, halfway through March, I say, hang on, because March 15th is coming.
Yeah.
And, but saying that, can you imagine what, you know, we're already going into fall.
I know. Yeah. It is so hard to believe.
When does this slow down?
It seems like just 2 months ago we were at our Mile High Hunt and Fish Expo in March.
I know. And you know what's interesting, and I really do believe that when you get to a certain point in your life, and my dad used to talk about this, you know, my mom used to talk about this kind of stuff, and it goes really fast as you get, you know, as you start to age. And I think people are in their 30s, they don't believe that.
I know.
But, man, you start, and now it's just goes faster and faster. And it's just hard to even get your arms around. So when I hear people say, well, you know, we're thinking about getting e-bikes. Do you guys ride bikes now? No, we're thinking about, well, we'll probably do it maybe next year or the year after. And they're 68 years old or 70 years old, and you're going, do it now. Mm-hmm. You'll be surprised how much younger you will feel. I mean, I see people in their mid to late 80s still riding bikes, and I see people that are in their early 60s or late 50s that are having a hard time because, you know why, Scott? They don't move their body, and their muscles are starting to atrophy, and they just don't get out and stay active.
Yeah. You're 100% right.
So important. It's so important.
I do so many shows with doctors and different things, and you're exactly right. It's not the people go, well, I just can't go run 3 miles a day, or I can't do this. And I tell you, riding an e-bike, like you say, it's just strictly movement. I mean, I truly, truly believe this statement. It is extending lives for senior folks. It is absolutely doing that.
Well, I had a guy the other day, he asked me what I did. And I said, well, I own an e-bike store. He goes, oh, so you're just teaching people how to cheat. And he was probably 65. And I said, well, I don't believe that. But, you know, I guess a lot of people say that. So if that's what you want to believe, I'm not here to change your mind on that. I said, so I'm glad to hear that you're not cheating. And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, well, that you're riding a regular bike. And he goes, I'm riding a bike for 15 years. And I said, oh, interesting. Why not? Well, I guess you get too tired. You go, huh? You know, I leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because isn't that an interesting statement? Oh, you sell e-bikes to people so that they can cheat. What are you doing to stay moving your body? Oh, I don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm retired now, and I just don't do much of anything.
Right.
And then you'll hear guys that say, I retired and now I'm busier than I've ever been in my life. That's awesome, mm-hmm. right? Because they're out playing golf or tennis or pickleball or whatever they do, riding horses in my case, you know, things like that. And you do those types of things, hunting, fishing, all of that outdoor stuff, hiking. And then you get the people that say, oh, I retired and I know I don't do much. I just kind of hang around the house a little bit, mow the lawn once a week, you know. I was like, man, you've got so much life to live. Because we used to say when I was a kid, when I was in my early 20s, I'd say, you know, I think they got this retirement thing backwards. You should be able to retire and then go to work. Because right now you're so active and you're in relatively good shape and health. I want to be able to do stuff. And by the time that I get ready to retire, I may lose some of those abilities, whatever that, for whatever the reasons are.
Sure.
And it doesn't work that way, of course. And so if, I don't know, you know, you and I, we're pretty active. There's a lot of people that can't keep up with us right now.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, you're out, you're very, very active. I'm very, very active. And it's refreshing to meet people like that.
No,
right?
It really is. Yeah, it really is. And I tell you, we've talked about this before, it just seemed like growing up, man, people in their 60s were really old until you get in your 60s and you realize, man, I feel, you know, like I'm 45. And so, folks, I'm telling you, we've said this phrase, feel like a kid again, over the years with the show. And I had not been on a bike in over 50 years till I met Randy Currency. And I tell you, it is something that I just enjoy, of just going out. You know, I may go you know, for 15 minutes, and I may go for an hour. But, I mean, it's just so much fun to get out in the evening, especially, you know, or an early morning and things, just to ride around and clear your head a little bit. We're all going like 9,000 miles an hour every day. And just to take that few minutes for yourself to just get out and ride and just smell the air and, you know, look at the mountains, and it is just awesome. So if you been thinking about it, the name of the show is Just Try It, and that's all we're asking you to do. All right, there's no pressure here. Just come to E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street in Louisville, and simply just try it, and the staff there will get you out on a test ride. And Randy, we've said a bazillion times, that's a good Texas word I use a lot, bazillion, but man, the trail system right there really lets people get out and find a bike that fits them. It's not about selling a bike. It fits them, and that's what's key.
And we really have a great test ride area for that, and you get a good sampling of the different types of things. And we always say e-bike responsibly.
Yes,
you know, that's very, very important. And you know, Scott, when our listeners come into the e-bike Colorado, you'll fill out a little waiver for a test ride. And in that waiver, there's a bunch of drop down. How did you hear from us? You know, hear about us, referral, friends, family, whatever. Radio. Click on that radio button and let us know that you're listening to this show. And it just helps us with all of our whole, our whole marketing plan and
sure.
How we do put things together. And to me, I really would love to see people. I would love to see that radio number go up. And I know people are coming in off the radio, but we also have an other button. And I said the other day, maybe we should remove that other button.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I know. Yeah.
What does other mean?
Well, and it is hard.
Choices.
Yeah. And I've been on. It is hard to track sometimes because people look at different things. And, you know, the last thing they looked at was the internet, you know, because they Googled you. And then they go, well, how'd you hear about it? Well, I Googled it. You know what I mean? After they heard it on the radio or whatever, you know. So it is pretty hard. But hey, folks, we would appreciate you checking radio if you hear it here on KLZ 560. And again, great staff, great store. Still some great, you know, evening rides here before the time change a little bit. And but the staff at E-Bike of Colorado is ready to help you. So Randy, our time's up, but we appreciate yours, and I'm sure I'll see you soon, my friend.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That's Randy Carancy, owner of E-Bike of Colorado. And when you stop by, tell them Scott sent you, and they'll check the radio box, because they'll know. So thanks for being with us today for Just Try It.